If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free, no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show, brought to you by MyEnvies.com. Looking for today's hottest new gadgets, car accessories, electronics, sports gear, kitchen gear? Whatever you're looking for, head to MyEnvies.com. They've got what you're looking for and they ship worldwide. Check them out today at MyEnvies.com. Hey gang, shout outs from everybody here in Studio B as we connect with our syndicated stations coast to coast via the BizTalk Radio Network. Greetings to you all. It's been a great week. I hope you're having a fabulous one, too. I'm Chris Agopian, author of Brilliant Frugal Living, syndicated lifestyle columnist, highly caffeinated host of your show, raising my pumpkin spice tinge with a little bit of coconut oil in there. Yeah, I'll explain that later. As we hang out dedicated to slashing your spending, growing your savings, and demolishing your debt once and for all. Thanks for hanging out. And a huge welcome to all of our newest affiliates, all of our newest listeners. Thanks to the unstoppable crew at BizTalk Radio Network, especially Kathy Tarver and Mitchell Meeks, who are our super fans listening in from Super Talk Mississippi, as we head towards, wait for it, 90 stations coast to coast. Just unbelievable, guys. As we sit here saving America's wallets 1 hour at a time. All right, I'm looking at my coffee. Coffee in hand. Tony always says hello as we tackle today's trendy topics. If you're not drinking coffee at the moment, that's okay. I'll do enough for both of us, because that's just the type of team player I am. So we are wrapping up the month of January, guys. January's wrapped up. All right? Month has flown by. How are the goals doing? I don't care if it's weight loss goals, pick me, or money goals, or,
super
you know,
fans listening in from Super Talk Mississippi, as we head towards 90 stations coast to coast, saving America's wallets 1 hour at a time.
Sitting here, coffee in hand, going with a, what is this like? Not a hazelnut, it's something like a butterscotch something. My husband hates these. I can't blame him. It's kind of a girly, flavory type thing. Love flavored coffees. And it's all for you guys. I raise it to you in salute. Tony says hello with his green tea in hand as we tackle today's trendy topics. And if you're not drinking coffee at the moment, that's okay. You know that's okay. I'll do enough for both of us, because that's just the type of team player I am. Okay. So when I went into the dollar store, like the week after Christmas, they were already starting to put Valentine's Day stuff up, and I didn't mind. It's cute. I love the organizational skill of my basic dollar store. It's pretty cool out there. But here we are. We're now in the thick of it. Valentine's Day is upon us. And I have been getting some hysterical emails from people. I love all of our listeners. You guys are the best. And if you guys want to email me about any subject matter, Valentine's Day or otherwise, find me online at brilliantfrugalliving.com or look me up on Google, Kristen Agopian, or any kind of combination like that, and you will find me. And from there, you got the keys to the kingdom. Find me on Facebook, email me, text me, whatever you want to do. Valentine's Day is hitting the guys squarely between the eyes again. Every year, they're kind of surprised that it's there. I can't blame you. It kind of, January sort of rushes by in a complete blur. And I have to admit to you, back home, I still have boxes of Christmas decorations that I still have to take back down to the basement. So I'm not proud of it. So when it comes to organizational skills, I'm not really anyone to, you know, possibly emulate. But I've got some insider information for you when it comes to Valentine's Day, guys. And at the end of the show, on our last segment, we're going to be going over brilliant, amazing, inexpensive gifts to give people. But here's some insider info. Guys, the ladies don't want something expensive necessarily. They don't want something crazy that you're going to have to turn yourself inside out to get your hands on. Here's all they want. Are you guys listening? Listen to me. Here's all the ladies want for Valentine's Day. They want something that they can brag about on Facebook. This is what I have gleaned from my conversations with the fellow lady folk, all right? They want something that they can brag about
on Facebook. Or just mention, or kind of, you know, just show the world how fabulous you are without having to, you know, go into too much detail. Here's the best part. Doesn't have to spend a lot of money. All right? Like, maybe stay with me, guys. Do not run out of the room screaming. I'm here with you. Maybe like a love letter, something written out to her. Doesn't have to be like Shakespeare or anything. Just be yourself. But something that she can hang on to, that she can put into a drawer somewhere, that she can pull out the next time you're making her insane, and there will be the next time, and she can pull it out and read it, and suddenly, you know, you got a little more leeway, got a little more wiggle room there. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I want you guys to have. Something sentimental. We are such saps at Valentine's Day. Just go totally sentimental. You won't have to spend a dime if you do it right. And everyone's a winner. All right, other stuff we're talking about today. We got to move on here because we have got handfuls of the usual stuff. Big thing. January's past us. This did it for our first segment anyway, because we got so much to go over. Holy crap, I got to get going here. How to save money in February. There are certain moves to make in February when if you do it in this month, you're in the catbird seat financially. Here's some stuff to do. All right. Yeah, February's a short month. We all know this. But there's plenty of money-saving opportunities, all right? First of all, though, this one's pretty funny. Making your own gifts for St. Valentine's Day. You can, if you've got kids going on there, make something easy for them if you want to even celebrate it that way. But honestly, don't go too crazy on Valentine's Day. Make one brilliant, sappy, sentimental gift for your loved ones. Guys, I'm telling you, serious points with the ladies. If you just suck it up and put a little pen to paper, boom, you're in, all right? Now, here's the next thing that people are talking about. And we'll talk more about gifts at the end of the hour. But just talking about big sentimental things, one thing that keeps coming up in email after email from people is when you find an old photograph of the two of you and you frame it and you just wrap that up and put a nice note with it. That apparently is one of the biggest sentimental cha-ching factors that are out there. It's all good. Now, back to how to save money in February. Here's the stuff to buy in February. And I love this stuff. This is so spot on. Buying meat and seafood. Why? Here's why. It's always good to have an opportunity to save on groceries, right? February provides amazing discount prices for meat and seafood. Here's where you got to get it. We're coming up on Super Bowl stuff. People get ready for Valentine's Day. You know, the Super Bowl just wrapped up. Oh my God, what a great game. That was amazing. I'm here in Philadelphia, so you can imagine the emotional response to the game, right? Okay, there you go. However, when it comes to meat and seafood, coming up on Valentine's Day, the stores are still full of meat and fish, but after the holiday, Christmas holiday, Hanukkah holiday, demand falls for these products, and they'll be available with a significant discount. Here's the next best part. We just wrapped up Super Bowl Sunday. There's a ton of meat and grilling stuff and shrimp and seafood and manly man food out there that people were, you know, that the stores were putting out for Super Bowl. Well, they didn't sell it all. They never do. And there's going to be some left over. They have to discount it bigly in order to get off their shelves. So get in there this week, shop the post Super Bowl sales, and enjoy. It's all good. I love meat. I'm back on my good diet. You guys, I'm actually doing really, really well. I'm on this new program. It's called Nutrimost. I adore it. It's here in the Philadelphia area, but it's also elsewhere as well. And I am losing a good amount of weight. And it, of course, involves a tremendous amount of meat, which is not the cheapest thing to put on your table every night, right? So we're going through some stuff that way, too. And you just have to shop smart. You get out there. You have some fun with it. Get creative with your recipes and all is well. But again, guys, get out there this week. No matter where you are in this country, no matter where you're listening to us from, your supermarkets have just wrapped up trying to peddle all of their Super Bowl meats, all right? We don't do Super Bowl desserts, Super Bowl whatever. No, it's all about meats for the menfolk, okay? Get out there and buy these wonderful leftover meats that are still phenomenal. The steaks and the chops and the shrimp and the seafood. Get out there and make that happen. It's brilliant. Here we go. Next up. Yes, this is excellent. Using seasonal foods for your meals. There's something good in every month when it comes to produce, right? February is not an exception, even though it's blessedly cold a lot of places. This month offers you your lowest prices. Ready for this? Broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, cauliflower, and citrus. Don't go for the exotic summertime fruits. February ain't going to have them for you. Go for citrus like the grapefruits and the oranges and the lemons. Here's the next thing. Cauliflower. I'm trying to do this low-carb cauliflowering where you grind up this cauliflower till it looks like teeny tiny atoms, and then apparently you can mold it into all kinds of stuff. I'm hearing rave reviews from people about that, so now I have to try it. And cauliflower in February is a slam dunk. You can get it for all kinds of low, crazy prices. It's all good. Okay, next up. Good stuff. Using best February recipes. Yep, go with the meats. Go with these inexpensive meats. Maybe broil it up. I'm using my crock pot like I'm trying to get an award in it. My crock pot's been genius. I love it. Okay, let's see here. Mark February. Yep, this week in February is going to be your week to get these meats. People keep mentioning it, so I keep mentioning it here as well. But people love to go to their supermarkets this week after the Super Bowl and loading up on meats. I love that. Brilliant stuff. The next things, and I'm hanging my head in shame because I should be doing this, but people are talking about using coupons. I should use coupons. I have many fine qualities, guys, but I am not organized enough to use coupons. People are out there ninja coupon users, and they got the e-coupons, and they can download coupons on demand, that kind of thing. I am dazzled by people who can make that happen. It's brilliant. I love that. And also, coming up, you're going to find President's Day sales coming up as well. Now, I don't know of any particular meats or dishes that go with President's Day. That's kind of a stretch. But the supermarkets love any reason to have a big sale. And when it comes to these big sales, they're going to be doing meats. And if you're anything like me, where I have turned pure carnivore in the interest of losing some weight before the summer season, get out there and load up. Clear out your freezer. If your freezer is anything like mine, it needs a serious cleaning as it is. Clean out that freezer, throw out the stuff you don't need, clean out your refrigerator, same thing goes. You will have a ton of space left over for these sales meats. Get out there and get it done. I love that. So what are you guys finding to be the best deals come February? I'm talking to people who, in their particular neck of the woods, they're finding electronics, which astonishes me. They're finding all these great meats, these great restaurant deals in February, which makes sense. No, excuse me. They were actually saying how they were finding great restaurant deals in January, which makes sense. We just came off a nice Christmas, Hanukkah holiday. People are kind of throttling back on the spending just a bit. Although, in this first quarter 2018, spending in the best of ways seems to be up. The economy is roaring. Consumer confidence is skyrocketing, which is a phenomenal thing, guys. It's going to mean amazing things for your jobs. It's going to make amazing things for your bank account. It's going to mean amazing things for this year coming up. And I want you guys to harness all of that energy. It's not just about being more secure in your job and bringing home that paycheck, although that is fantastic. It's about...
There's a new place to shop online, a place that has everything you're looking for, all at amazing, everyday low prices. Visit MyEnvies.com. Grab some of today's hottest new gadgets, car accessories, electronics, sports gear, kitchenware. They even offer incredible new fashion design clothing and so much more. That's MyEnvies.com. Why shop anyplace else? No matter what you're looking for, chances are they have it for less. Join their free rewards program, create a free account, and grab 200 free points and save even more money. MyEnvies.com. Today's top brands, designer fashion, and the latest new gadgets. Always in stock and ready to ship worldwide. Before you overspend at other online sites, you owe it to yourself to visit MyEnvies.com. We promise that our products, services, and prices are second to none. That's MyEnvies.com. It's your one-stop shop. Online superstore.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, talking about ways to harness February to wring every bit of financial delicious goodness out of it. We get tons of paperwork. I love every bit of your feedback, guys. If you've got great ideas, tried and true tested ideas for saving money in the wintertime, maybe in February specifically, whatever it is, in the summer, in the winter, whenever, find me, brilliantfrugalliving.com. Send me an email, send me a text, connect with me on Facebook. Do not be shy. Shy does not fly here. It's all good. Guys, for this particular segment, I got this great bit of feedback. Who is this? Roger Daniels checking in from Tucson, Arizona. Thank you very much, Roger, for this. Golden rules on saving on everything. And this is so spot on, you guys. It's stuff that I have done forever. Things that you think to yourself, and many of you will think to yourself, oh, this is just normal. Everybody knows these rules. Not true. Here we're going over them. Many of them you already know. Some of them, maybe not so much. Rule number one. Loving this. Never buy new what you can buy used. And that is so true. That brand new sparkle, you guys, comes at a high price. It's super overrated. Everything. You name it, from cars to furniture to clothes, even to shoes. Let somebody else take the hit. It's as simple as that. Let somebody else take the hit instead of heading to some, and don't get me wrong, I love them too, the brand new shiny department stores where things are about 20 times more than they need to be. Head to the consignment store. Head to the thrift store. Head to the yard sales if you've got more organizational skill than I do. Of course, not many yard sales here in the Philadelphia area come this time, you know, this time of the year, but I'm deadly serious, guys. Go online, hit anything. My God, go to Craigslist, go to eBay if you're looking for smallish things, the electronics that my husband loves to get all the time. You get them used on there. Oh my God, the savings are unbelievable. And here's the best thing. I mean, if you've got kids or grandkids or something going on, and chances are outstanding, they're going to grow a tremendous amount this year as well. If you haven't yet already, get onto Craigslist to buy the clothes for these beautiful kids and just follow a couple simple rules. People have sent me, whenever I talk about Craigslist, I get a good handful of emails from people saying, oh, it's so dangerous doing on Craigslist. Not true. The vast number of transactions on Craigslist goes smooth as silk. Now, there have been a couple of stories, none in this area, I'm glad to say, but there's a simple rule. And guess what? The Craigslist sellers out there are going to want to be meeting in a mutually convenient place as well. They don't want you in your home. They don't know you any more than you know them. Simple rule, the simplest rule when it comes to Craigslist, meet them at a mutually convenient spot, a coffee shop, a gas station, you know, any like a local convenience store, whatever they know, where it's close to them, close to you. Everyone's a winner. The seller is just as nervous about you as you are about them. And I've done, guys, I've done too many transactions to even count on Craigslist, dozens upon dozens. Each one of them has gone flawlessly, fabulously, and I've saved tons of money. Brilliant stuff. Next up, next rule. Never buy this generation when the last generation will do. Yeah. Now, guys, I think you have more of this going on than I do. But the guys out there, my husband included, he's brilliant. He's level-headed. He's amazing. When the new generation stuff comes out, he's like a kid in a candy store. I kid you not. So ignore the commercials, if you can, that entice you to buy the latest and the greatest, okay? Because the one that you're holding right now used to be the latest and the greatest, and you just had to have it. And I'm right there with you when it comes to my track phone. I love mine. From, you name it, from cars to computers to any kind of, especially the technology out there, okay? Especially the technology out there. Buying the last generation can easily, effortlessly save you about 50%. Easily. You know, early adopters are often paying for nothing more than just bragging rights. So why not wait and just brag instead about how much money you saved? That's my kind of bragging. That's what I like. Okay, next up. Always ask for a lower price. I like that. People say you get what you pay for. Here, we say you get what you ask for. So in addition to negotiating more traditional things like, you know, houses, cars, things that you're just used to haggling about, some writers out there, not me, I haven't tried this, some writers out there have succeeded in scoring lower prices on hotel rooms, doctor's visits, cable bills, heck yeah, negotiate that cable bill, and car repairs, as well as asking for and receiving lower rates on loans and higher rates on savings. Get in there and ask. Guys, the merchants need you just as much as you need them. Actually, the merchants need you more than you need them. Don't be afraid to go in there and negotiate. A lot of you were raised very politely. I say this as a compliment. It wouldn't even occur to you to go in there and ask a merchant for a lower rate. You know what? The day and age we live in, go ahead. Give it a shot. Next up, stop paying for name brands. Oh, yes. And here's the next thing. You find out later that certain name brands are created and boxed and shipped out of the same factory that the regular, you know, commercial brands, the regular, what do you call it? Like the no-frills brands are. It's the exact same product. I can't get over it sometimes. Okay, paying more is okay if the higher cost means higher quality, but it's not okay to pay more simply to help pay for some company's annoying commercials. It's a fact. One of many examples that I have printed out here. More often than not, generic patent medicines like aspirin, like cough syrup, aren't similar to their name brand counterparts, okay? Now, why aren't they similar? Because they are identical. There's only one reason anyone would pay up to 50% more for an identical item. Some commercial told them to, okay? So you can check out this website they mentioned too. The website's called, just Google this, 7 things you should always buy generic, all right, to find out more on that topic and just stop throwing money away. It's your money. You're working so dang hard for it, all right? It's all good. Next up, share with your friends and your neighbors. All right. I'm a sharing type person. I didn't really occur to me to share a heck of a lot with my neighbors. Let's see what they have here. It's probably not practical to share a car with your neighbor. Amen to that. But what about his ladder or your lawnmower? That kind of thing. That makes sense. If it's something neither of you need to use on a regular basis, all right, and you get along well enough, get together with a few people on your block and form a neighborhood co-op. I love that. Very cool. Very cool. All right. Next up. You can hear all the paper flying around in here, can't you? Try to substitute imagination for money, okay? People often pay for prepackaged ideas by habit when they could easily come up with lower-cost ideas that are also better, okay? Instead of buying cards for how much? My God, they're going like $7 a card these days for like a happy Valentine's Day card or whatever and gifts. Make your own instead. Be wild. Be crazy. Be bold. Make your own instead. Instead of taking your date to a restaurant, take them on a picnic instead of meeting at a bar. Have your friends over. Oh, my God, yes. People were I'm not a bar hopper. I'm not a bar attender. And I'm hearing from people. I had no idea. You go to a bar and spend like $200 in a night. That's that. I'm literally, my eye is twitching at even saying those words. Okay, next up. Try to make it or fix it yourself. Yes. Guys, long story short, you have far more fix-it abilities than you ever give yourself credit for, okay? Just because something's available in a store doesn't mean that's the only place you can buy it, okay? Says here, check out, here's another website. Google this. 6 alternatives to expensive household cleaners. Do-it-yourself laundry detergent. I'm probably going to buy my own laundry detergent, I got to be honest with you. But when it comes to the household cleaners, My daughter, Katie, at Girl Scouts last year, made me this cleaner made out of vinegar and a couple other things in there. And I'm like, oh, that's so sweet. Thanks, honey. Whatever. Put it up on the shelf. You know, made a big fuss about it. It was so sweet of her to make it. And then I put it on a shelf and I never used it. Well, I ran out of my usual cleaner and I'm like, am I going to try the vinegar? All right, we'll try the vinegar stuff. It worked like a freaking dream. It worked phenomenally well. I could not get over how well it worked. So don't be shy to do that too. Now, I got to be honest with you, between you and me, not sure the idea of giving a homemade cleaner to someone as a Valentine's Day gift or maybe just for your own use, great, but don't think about putting that in the gift category. Not going to happen. All right, next up. Heck yeah. Saving money in this month or any month? Use the internet to comparison shop. Huge. All right, that's an obvious one. There are new techniques, new technologies evolving constantly to find you instantly the best price on stuff. It's called Price Blink is one that they recommend here. Brilliant. Also, best one, I got to do this before the break. Sell before you buy. Sell before you buy. Before you buy anything you want, make it a habit to first sell something you don't. If your garage is crazy, your basement, your attic, the kids' rooms, get rid of stuff before you acquire more stuff. Yeah, love it. More after the break, gang. Hang out. Cheap and small.
There's a new place to shop online, a place that has everything you're looking for, all at amazing, everyday low prices. Visit MyEnvies.com. Grab some of today's hottest new gadgets, car accessories, electronics, sports gear, kitchenware. They even offer incredible new fashion design clothing and so much more. That's MyEnvies.com. Why shop anyplace else? No matter what you're looking for, chances are they have it for less. Join their free rewards program, create a free account, and grab 200 free points and save even more money. MyEnvies.com. Today's top brands, designer fashion, and the latest new gadgets. Always in stock and ready to ship worldwide. Before you overspend at other online sites, you owe it to yourself to visit MyEnvies.com. We promise that our products, services, and prices are second to none. That's MyEnvys.com. It's your one-stop shop. Online superstore.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, what are you doing up here on the roof?
I want to tell the world I just met the woman of my dreams. Well, what about you?
I want to tell the world that Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
They saved me $782.
Oh, you go first then. $782 really puts finding love into perspective.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a half a million dollar cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
We are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, and it's half past the hour. You know what that means? Time for another fabulous, very cool segment, Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate, with the fine gentleman to my right, John Harriott. Welcome back, sir.
Well, thank you very much, sweetheart, and glad to be back. But what I want to focus on today, Chrissy, is some major myths that are holding back people from getting into the housing market.
Very
and
cool.
I see these statistics come by from information sources that I monitor, and these stats seem to come around about once a quarter, and I'm always amazed. I am always amazed when I see this, because it says that a lot of people are thinking that they need a 20% down payment to buy a house.
I used to be one of them, honestly. Mm-hmm. When you start thinking about real estate, there's this prevalent, understandable theory. It's one of the things that keeps a lot of people out of the market, I'm sure. They think they have to put 20% down, and that's not the case.
Mm-hmm. Yep, 20% down. Say you want to get into a normal first-time buyer home, and that's this still sounds like a whole whale of a lot of money to me, and it is. $250,000, $300,000 for a first-time buyer home. Excuse me. And, you know, 20% of that is $50,000 or $60,000,
which is nobody has that. I don't know any age demographic that can easily get their hands on that kind of cash. So it's scary.
Yeah, I don't either. So the Federal Housing Administration does have mortgage loans available, and this is probably going to be news to a lot of people. But you do need a good realtor to guide you along these lines.
Oh heck yeah!
And that good realtor is going to put you in touch with a good lender. But FHA loans are available for 3.5% down.
That's still amazing to me.
And I have seen some offers. I don't know if this is still out there or not, but and that you can get in for like 1% down.
Wow. I mean, maybe for military families and stuff like that, you hear about those kind of deals.
Well, if you're a veteran, if you can get in for nothing down.
And you know what? They deserve mm-hmm. that. That works for me.
So I'm not going to talk about the 1% down because I haven't seen that advertised for a while, and I think that's really speculative, and I don't want to fuel speculation.
Nope.
But the 3.5% down with an FHA, Federal Housing Administration loan, is one that is pretty popular. Now, what that means is if you're going to buy a house for $300,000, 3.5% down, I think, is $10,500.
Right.
So for $10,500, you can get into that first-time home that you want to buy. And you might say, well, John, you know, there's other costs besides the down payment. You know, you got escrow taxes, and at least in Pennsylvania, where I live, there's a transfer tax that I get
right.
mad every time I talk about it because it goes to the government and they don't do a damn thing to earn it.
There you go.
But in Pennsylvania, there's a transfer tax of 1% for each side, 1% for the seller, 1% for the buyer. And on a $300,000 house, that's going to be $3,000.
Yep.
You're also going to escrow a year's worth of taxes. That's probably $5,000, $6,000, or $7,000. So you're up to $10,000.
That's not good.
You've got $1,200, $1,500 to process your mortgage, do your appraisal, et cetera. So you've got another, you know, $10,000, $12,000, $15,000 in order to get the deal closed. They say, John, where am I going to get the money for that? Well, in most states, you can get what is called a seller assist.
That's a beautiful thing.
A seller assist. The FHA rules are such that you can get, if you have 3.5% down, you can get a 6% seller assist, and basically that's money that the seller transfers on paper to you at settlement to pay your settlement costs.
Nice.
And there are some downfalls to that, too, and I won't get into the, I don't want to get too far out in the weeds. But seller assists are something that is fairly popular in many parts of the country, and it's designed to help people who need help with their down payment, need help with their closing costs, get into houses.
Brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
So between that, the lower amount that you need to put down, and the fact that there are so many avenues to acquire that, I think that's something a lot of people don't know about. I didn't know about it, and I consider myself pretty knowledgeable on real
mm-hmm.
estate.
Yeah,
it's a good thing.
Right.
So how do people get the ball rolling on that? Do you first call your bank? Do you have your realtor connect with them? What's the best way to make this happen?
The best way to make it happen is to interview at least two, preferably three or four realtors.
Right.
Okay?
True enough.
And then tell them what it is you want to accomplish, and then sit back and listen and say, okay, that's what I want to do. How can you help me?
Right.
And if you get this 5,000-yard stare that goes, just say, well, thank you very much. I don't think we'll be doing business, but thank you for coming out.
There you go.
Okay. But when you get that realtor selected, the first thing that he or she will do, no doubt, is to, well, first of all, listen to what it is you want to accomplish, and then put you in touch with a good lender. And most good real estate offices have got relationships with one or more lenders.
Right.
I do, for example. There's a lender in close to our office that I refer everybody to because he gives very, very good service. Referred my own daughters to him.
Yep.
And then explain to him what it is, him or her, what it is you want to accomplish. He'll take you through 15 or 20 minutes worth of questions about how much do you make, what other assets do you own, what other liabilities do you have. Are you expecting raises? Do we have two people, income family here?
Yep.
And he'll tally all that up, and he puts this together in a great big mortgage number cruncher, and that's dictated by the federal government. Everybody uses the same number cruncher to qualify people. And he or she will come back and say, okay, given your situation, the best way for you to finance a house is to do XYZ.
Okay.
And let's just say for the time being, for the sake of argument, that the best way to do that is with the 3.5% Federal Housing Administration loan.
Good stuff.
Okay. That lender will then give you a pre-approval letter that says John and Sally Smith are pre-approved for a loan of, for a purchase of up to $300,000 with 3.5% down payment with whatever our mortgage company is.
Right.
And then you give that to your realtor, and the realtor gives you lots and lots of houses to look at.
Yep.
What he or she will do is put a search in the local multiple listing service that says, okay, John and Sally are looking for houses in thus and such an area, up to thus and such a price, need so many bedrooms, so many bathrooms, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then every time a house like that comes on the market, you get an automatic email. So that is a constant supply of houses that you can go out and take a look at.
Instantaneous.
Instantaneous. And when the list comes out to you, I always recommend that people go out and take a look, drive through the neighborhood,
yeah,
and see
important.
What it looks like themselves.
Yep, absolutely right. Think about you're going out and you're trying to plan the first steps. It's intimidating. You don't quite know what exactly to expect, especially if you're going out there to get your first-time home buyer. And even in this particular market, things are moving pretty fast. That's the good news, and that's the bad news. When you're out there and you're thinking about getting your, you know, you're getting your toe in the market, or you're thinking about moving up, houses are being sold faster than ever. This past year has been crazy with real estate, crazy in a great way. The upside is that things are moving quickly. The downside is that things are moving quickly. So you want to have a good realtor on your side to do a lot of this heavy lifting for you. The realtor lives to do this kind of stuff. It's how they earn their living. It's a good one hand washes the other type thing. Make it
and
work.
Another thing that's impacting the market is that houses are moving very quickly.
They're moving very quickly. Exactly right.
But yeah, and in addition to getting this list of houses that comes out of the multiple listing service from your realtor, I always encourage people to go on the internet yourselves.
Yes.
And look in the areas in which you're interested. And chances are, you may find that, hey, there's a house a mile outside the area that I told my realtor to look at that I'd kind of like to see. So you drive by that and you give your realtor a call and say, hey, here's a house that is outside the area we told you to look in. Well, we'd like to go take a look at it.
There you go.
And the very, very best website to do that on, folks, is Realtor.com.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Zillow and Trulia have their good points, but I have had numbers of calls over the years. And I'll say, John, I want to see this house at 123 Main Street that you've got listed. And my response is, well, we could do that, but that house sold 6 months ago. But Zillow and Trulia still have that and listed as active in their database. Realtor.com typically gets updated from the local multiple listing service very, very frequently. I know here in the Philadelphia area, it gets updated every 15 minutes. So
that's perfect.
That the information is always current. So I say, go on Realtor.com. You do have very current information on houses that are available. Now, it doesn't give you information on what houses sold for or what houses are pending. Just gives you information on what houses are available. But look on your own. Chances are very, very good you might find the house that you want to buy. The statistics have changed on this a lot in recent years. You go back 8 or 9 years, and about 70-80% of the houses that were bought by people were houses that were found by their realtors and then sent to the buyers.
Okay.
No longer the case. No longer the case. Last year, I think the numbers were something like 44% of the houses that were bought, say, in 2017, this is going to be close.
Okay.
40% of the houses that were bought in 2017 were actually discovered by the buyers themselves on the internet.
Right.
Or sometimes they're just driving around the neighborhood. They call their realtor and say, I'd like to see this house.
Yep.
Something like 36% of the houses were found by realtors and then sent to the buyer. So 44 and 36, I guess, is 80%. So by far and away, the vast majority of houses that are bought are found on the internet, but less than half of them now are found by realtors. More than half are found by people looking on the internet themselves.
Yep, people feel like they have to do a lot of this themselves, and being able to find it themselves is great. But put those realtors to work when it comes to maybe information that you're not quite privy to yet. As great as realtor.com is, it's not going to help you with the person who just came to that realtor saying, I'd like to sell my fixer-upper, or I'd like to sell my house and get it done fast, yada, yada. Yeah. There's nothing like having a realtor right there in your corner to get you all the information that you might not have access to otherwise, and to do all the heavy lifting when it comes to what exactly you're looking for.
Yeah, the thing that nosing around the internet neighborhoods on realtor.com, for example, will do for you is gives you a sense of what's available, where, and for what price.
Exactly right.
What school districts. And you may say, gee whiz, you know, this school district over here that we think is pretty good is really got houses that are for sale for maybe 5 or 6% less than this one over here. So the more information that you have that you've generated on your own, the more confident you're going to be about your choice, and the better off you're going to be when you finally do make that choice.
Exactly. It's a tremendous asset.
So the myths, folks, are that you need 20% down to buy a house, and Chrissy, that is?
Completely false.
Okay. The myth is you need 10% down to buy a house, and that is?
Completely false.
The myth is you need at least 5% down to buy a house, and that is?
Shockingly, also false.
Yes, indeedy. And the myth also is that you need a credit score of 750 or more to qualify for a loan, and that is
utterly false.
Utterly false. Yeah, like a third of the loans that were passed that were approved in 2017 were actually for credit scores below 750. So, folks, get in touch with that good realtor. Now is a great time to be buying that house or selling your present house and moving up. Thank you much for listening, and thank you, Chrissy, for another guest shot on your show.
All good stuff. We'll be right back, gang. Right after this.
There's a new place to shop online, a place that has everything you're looking for, all at amazing everyday low prices. Visit myenvies.com. Grab some of today's hottest new gadgets, car accessories, electronics, sports gear, kitchenware. They even offer incredible new fashion design clothing and so much more. That's myenvies.com. Why shop anyplace else? No matter what you're looking for, chances are they have it for less. Join their free rewards program, create a free account, and grab 200 free points and save even more money. MyEnvies.com. Today's top brands, designer fashion, and the latest new gadgets. Always in stock and ready to ship worldwide. Before you overspend at other online sites, you owe it to yourself to visit MyEnvies.com. We promise that our products, services, and prices are second to none. That's MyEnvys.com. It's your one-stop shop. Online superstore.
You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people, and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees, so you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN Bridge Program at Independence University, our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370.
Call 800-605-5370.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Biz Talk Radio.
We are back with the Kristen Agopian Show and touching again on our last segment, talking about sell before you buy. I love that. You guys, I did a huge purge of the house before Christmas because I knew we'd have a very blessed holiday. We're going to get tons of stuff, doing sweaters and kids' clothes and toys and all kinds of stuff. And there's usually kind of like a bigger ticket item that we find very inexpensively, I might add, with regards to like maybe a bike or something else. And it adds up. You've got to purge your stuff or you're going to go bat crackers, all right? So here's the thing, though. I talked on the last segment about, you know, sell before you buy anything new. There's another alternative there, guys, and that is just donate it to your local Goodwill, your local Salvation Army, your local Purple Heart, whatever it is. And don't forget to write down the tax deduction on this stuff, too. You would be out of your mind amazed if you could see what you could deduct on this stuff. A pair of jeans, shoes, whatever in your area, look it up, because that's a huge write-off right there. Make it happen. Your house is going to be cleaner. You're going to be less crazy. If it's anything like my house, you will find yourself somewhat more serene, okay? It just frees up all the room in your house, the stuff that you know you're never going to use again. Make it go away. Make it go away in a way that nets money in your pocket. It's a beautiful thing. So if you're like me and you have no bandwidth whatsoever to put your stuff up for sale on Craigslist or eBay or anything else, donate it somewhere worthy where it's going to find itself a new home. It's not going to wind up in a landfill somewhere. That is one of my huge pet peeves. And you have money in your pocket as well. Everyone's a winner. I love this. All right, I had to touch on this. Guys, getting back to Valentine's Day. I'm here to help. All right? Don't go crazy. Don't spend crazy expensive amounts of stuff on ridiculousness, okay, that she's never going to use. Here's what she wants. Insider information. She wants a totally sloppy card. Better yet, huge extra points for this, guys. A love letter. Doesn't have to be crazy long, but don't put it on a 3x5 index card either, okay? I mean, just put some muscle into it, all right? Little love letter. Talking about, you know, how fabulous she is and maybe a memory from a long time ago that, you know, you remember fabulous. Huge extra points if you remember something from like, you know, over 5 years ago. Mega points. Here's the next thing. She wants this. You know, I'm telling you right now, she says she doesn't want this. I'm telling you she wants this. She wants flowers. She wants some serious flowers. You know why she wants some flowers? I'm going to tell you. So she can take a picture of it and put it on Facebook. Look at my honey gobby, everything else. All right. Get her some flowers. Get her a sappy note. Huge extra credit if you write it yourself. and get her some flowers, but not just any flowers. My God, there are some serious flower scams around there. I have this printed out from someone. Again, huge kudos to everybody sending me all this great information. Flowers. What you need to know first, the best red roses, and you will be going for red roses. We're not going for carnations. We're not going for daisies. It's a red rose holiday, so suck it up and just deal. Here we go. But you're not going to have to spend a lot for them. Here's what you do. Best red roses are ice cold. They're going to stay longer that way. If the product is outside of a cold chamber, they lose life, apparently, for every minute they're outside that cold. Sounds a little harsh. Sounds a little, you know, militant, rose rules. But if they're saying this, I'll buy that. Okay, here's what you want. Never buy from the side of the road, they're saying here. And honestly, I think that goes for just about every single item or article sold on the side of the road. I've never heard of a happy ending with that. Don't buy flowers there either. Okay, they'll only last a day or two, apparently, because roadside vendors don't get the best product. All right, they're industry, what do they call it? Industry calls seconds. They're seconds in the market. Don't do it. And they're saying, don't buy online. Okay, you can save some serious money and score some good deals online for almost anything, except flowers. All right? It just doesn't work. It doesn't work. Again, mainly, apparently, because of the whole refrigerated aspect. When's the last time you saw a refrigerated UPS truck or a refrigerated FedEx truck? No, it doesn't happen. All right? So there's that. It's saying, do buy. Oh, this is so absolutely choice true. Do buy from grocery stores and even warehouse stores. I am leaning you all towards the local warehouse store, guys. Wherever you are, listening coast to coast, hit your local warehouse club. All right. You'll find all of the flowers in a nice refrigerated section, usually nice cold water. They look fabulous. And the best part is the price is absolutely stunningly fabulous. Okay. And you can, if you want to, you can ask if those stores keep their flowers refrigerated. If so, they can be just as long lasting as those at a florist. But honestly, all of the, we have a Costco near us, we've got a BJ's, we've got a Sam's Club near us. They all have wonderful flower sections. And it's just staggeringly less expensive than going to a regular florist. All right, so there you go. Also here's some insider information. Look for tight buds on the flowers. I got to be honest with you. If you come home with roses for your love, for your, you know, your loved one, your lady love, your wife, your girlfriend, whatever, and she looks at you, I'm afraid these buds aren't tight enough. Those words will never come out of her mouth. If you're coming up to the house with flowers, with roses, again, leaning you towards roses, she'll be perfectly happy. But if you're really kind of a connoisseur of roses, it says here, look for the tight buds. In other words, look for flowers that are yet to just pop open, because then the next day they'll be popping open and last even longer. There you go. Next up, use the food. Okay, if your flowers don't come with a tiny packet of flower food, ask for it and use it. That packet isn't a gimmick. It really does help. You know, that's true. And this is actually a marvelous segue. My daughter, Katie, they just had their science fair. Oh my God, I'm getting a migraine thinking about prepping for this science fair, but she did great. All of her colleagues did great. All of her little classmates did great. One of them did an experiment on what is better for keeping flowers fresh. Was it, you know, they tested out a whole bunch of things. Is it plain water? Is it water with the flower food? Is it water with an aspirin? Is it water with, you know, fill in blank? Here's what they found out. I read this one. Apparently, an aspirin in the water worked just as well, if not better, than the flower food. There you go. You're welcome. So if it turns out you get your flowers home, you don't see the flower food, don't get crazed. Throw an aspirin in there. You'll be all good. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. All right. Let's see here. Ooh, do we have a minute? How much time do we have? We've got about another minute. Okay. Going into perhaps going out to dinner. If you go out to dinner for Valentine's Day, number one money-saving tip is stay out of the restaurant and bring your celebration home. Beautiful. Maybe Chinese food at home. Light a couple of candles. Maybe bring in some. Again, stay sentimental. The more sloppy, the better. All right. Think about maybe a dessert you first had when you were first dating. Something really that's going to trigger her memory and be, again, totally brag-worthy online and at work the next day. Maybe a piece of chocolate cake or some ice cream or some amazing candy, that kind of thing. Love it. Love it. Love it. Ooh. Says here, this is a good one actually. If you've got a fireplace, when you're eating your dinner at home, light the fireplace. Fireplaces are incredibly romantic. Speaking as a chick, this is 100% accurate. I know it's kind of a pain, but apparently, and I'm kind of thinking outside the box here, if you've got a nice night for Valentine's Day, go out to your fire pit and do a fire out there. It's a little less crazy messy. You know, it keeps you nice and warm if you're outdoors, maybe a nice moon to look at or nice stars to look at. Be original, guys. Don't go for the crazy, overly expensive, ineffective stuff. Go for the inexpensive, highly effective, monster brag-worthy moves that we just talked about here, and you're going to be in the catbird seat. And I want to hear from you guys as well. Find me online, brilliantfrugalliving.com. Tell me what worked. Tell me what didn't. The funnier the story, the better. And until next week, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there.
Cheap and small, but not too steep, but best of all.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.